Welcome to Tabor Foundation's podcast series. My name is Nicole Hunt, and I am with the Tabor Foundation. My guest today is Jim Manley. Jim, thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure.
So Jim was formerly with the Mountain States Legal Foundation, and he's now an attorney with Goldwater. Today, Jim and I will be discussing legal developments involving Tabor.
Well, I'm giving you a little preview there but what the legislature was doing here was pretending that a tax was a fee in order to get around Tabor. And they were also giving the bridge enterprise the authority to go out and borrow money without voter approval, which also violates Tabor. And so we argued that you can't have something just qualify as a fee because you call it that in the bill. If it functions as a tax, if it functions to not as a user fee, not as a fee for service, but as a broad-based charge that applies to everyone in the state and doesn't provide direct benefits to the people who are paying the charge, then it's a tax, and taxes require voter approval. And so we made that argument, and we also argued that the Bridge Enterprise was getting a significant amount of its funding both from the state. The state was transferring bridges into the Bridge Enterprise at zero value. And so the Bridge Enterprise was getting this tremendous subsidy from the state in the form of all of these bridges, and the limits on state funding for enterprises were being totally ignored because they were pretending these bridges were worth nothing. And at the end of all of that, the district court really issued an opinion that kind of ignored the law and ignored the facts and was just sort of a results-driven decision.
After we were ruled against, the Tabor Foundation was ruled against, you appealed on our behalf.
That's right. So we appealed to the Court of Appeals, and we had argument there. And I actually just reread the court's decision and the briefing, and it always makes me sad to read that decision. Not really because we lost, but because of the way that the court reached its conclusion, which was basically to say, as long as the legislature calls it a fee, it's not a tax subject to Tabor. That's really at the bottom what the court decided, and that has horrible implications for Tabor and just for the rule of law generally.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you so much for your insight into what's been happening with the courts and, you know, what we have to look forward to in the year and years ahead. The Tabor Foundation has been and is still involved in a number of lawsuits, so we encourage you to tune in to our podcast to learn more about what we are doing legally to protect Tabor. You can find our podcast at thetaborfoundation.org. You'll find more details about the work that we're doing, and you can also donate there. We gladly accept your donations to keep our work going. As always, all donations are tax deductible. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It's been a pleasure to speak with you, Jim. And this is Nicole Hunt for the Tabor Foundation. Thank you for tuning in.